This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Commonwealth Bank, Divinia Grow Foods, Mobile Garage Technologies, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect today, Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. So happy to be in your company today. The line's going to be wide open. Let's just get that out. Leslie Miller is not going to run in the studio. I'm hoping that he does it, right? Leslie, he's not going to kind of dive in here. Hey, you hear what DeMonte? Howard? He's not going to do that today, right? So the line's going to be wide open. We can talk all manner of things. I'm so happy to be in your company today. It's a beautiful day out here in the city. If you're celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. And y'all indecent, because I told y'all in advance, give me a shout out. Hit me up on 827-0111. Let me know if you're celebrating a birthday, if you're celebrating an anniversary, if you're celebrating these particular things. Please let me know that we can be able to do those things and give you a shout out. As a caveat, most recently, my wife's aunt, my aunt-in-law, Marcella Camp, she's actually enjoyed her birthday. In decency, we don't say with ladies now age. We don't do that, right? I know all of them, you got your pen and your pad ready to vote. What the age is? Let me box it. Put a 6 through it. Indecency. No, she's celebrating her birthday. So I want to say happy birthday, Marcy. Hope all is well with you. She's all the way in Grand Bahama for those persons who are out there being able to do that. If you're listening in from Grand Bahama, man, we got to get away. We got to find a way that my persons could be able to listen. They say they are confined to their home or their cable set-top box when they're listening. But they also can check me out on guardiantalkradio.com. We're live and in full effect. You can see me in the studio in my little Mr. Rogers sweater on my cardigan doing my thing. Because it has been a little chilly sometimes. So we can be able to do that. The lines are open today, guys. And make sure you pick up your Guardian News day on the 28th. It's a few more days left in the month. The 28th, you just be able to see exactly what Chief Justice warns on citizenship's delay. Sir Ian says delaying the approvals of these entitled is a recipe for social discontent. I want to talk about that. Also, you see the BPSU head threatens action over the failed PHA hazard pay. And the government signs a new contract with the BPSU. Government settles with prison officials who filed suit. So these are some information in there. The lines are open, like I said. We can be able to talk about any manner of things. But it's peculiar. I don't know. It's peculiar to me. I talked about it, right? And they say, "Oh, that ain't necessarily so." In the spirit of decency, let me just do some things, and then we make a determination. Now, this is nothing negative. Let's just put that out at the forefront. This is nothing negative, but I want to say to you that it's rather peculiar. The Bahamas 2002 Human Rights Report has been released, I want to say, a week or so ago, maybe a little bit further back than that. And we did a story on it here labeled statelessness, right? And so as I'm reading the story from the CJ in his particular capacity. I said, this feels like it's almost verbatim. Now, let's just be very clear. We know that these are issues that have been underlining issues that we've been agitating and other activists have been significantly agitating to be able to rectify for a very long time. It's wonderful to see that a CJ has taken on this kind of a position to be able to make modifications significantly. Now we need to see a push towards that. But I don't know. I mean, deep down within is an eerie feeling that we're still propelled by an external agenda. We're still propelled. Our proactivity is never based upon what we see internal. We're still propelled by an I could be wrong. I ain't gonna fight you. Don't fight me. Call me 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text 422-4796. Papa hit me up this morning. Papa said, man, I would mind. I trying to get in on your line, but it seems like only BTC could get in on your line. Guys, please give me a text and let me know if you've been trying to call at any of these numbers and you can't get in, so we could be able to ensure that we know exactly was what and we could be able to rectify that. But I spoke with Dwight and we're going to rectify this as soon as possible. We got a call on the line already. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Well, this is the first time I beat Sea Island and all of them other fellas there.
You got it.
Somehow they just get through before any. And they sometimes call twice. And I just gotta get in once.
You got it today. Praise
yeah,
God.
Yeah, praise God. I praise God on this one.
What's up, man?
Listen, I am still baffled by Cowpen Road. Now, I know all those people standing out there, the immigrants, and we didn't pass out construction license or permits for them. But yet, with all this immigration talk we are having and sending back illegals, they're still standing out there every morning pile up. So you know what that tells me? They're not afraid of us. They're not trying to hide. Somebody told them they got some rights here. Because if I was one of them, I wouldn't stand out there in the road. I'd tell my boss, pick me up from in the back. But because they are so bold and feel so comfortable here, being illegal, they still stand up in the road every God morning. You
come here, you're telling me about illegal immigrants who we imagine to be from the South.
I know we didn't hand out construction licenses. They say they're supposed to be handymen.
Right. But so you're telling me we see them, because I see them too. I see them every morning, right?
Yeah, right.
So I say that to say, you're putting a bohemian pride on that. You say, if it was you,
you
would have picked me up from the back.
If I was in the States, let's say standing up like that, I beat it by half.
You would have been right on the side of Walmart.
I'd have told my boss, please pick me up from the back, because they're trying to send us all home. And on the back of that, I don't see why we feel so guilty about sending them back and want to fix this, fix that. Because in America, when they pick you up and you do something wrong or whatever, you're not straight, they just send you back to the country you came from. They don't care where you came from.
I think socially, a lot of persons play on that sort of beating heart of the Bahamian.
And that is wrong, because, first of all, we can't afford it. And secondly, they're illegal. And then it's too many. I don't mind. Listen, anywhere you go, you're going to have foreigners in your country. But you can't let okay, you go down to the fish fry. You don't hear one Bahamian song down there. All you got is Jamaican songs, soca. The song I haven't heard in years, Living in the Arms of the Finance Man. These little children will never hear these songs. All they hear is this other culture. They should make it mandatory that you play if you want to play music, no other music but Bahamian music down there. This is a part of keeping our culture. The little children are coming up and not hearing it or seeing it. How do you expect to keep our culture if everything else is foreign? They're making the conch salad. Now, we can't find a Bahamian to make conch salad. So do they go to any courses to tell the people how to buy his conch salad, what we put in the conch salad, anything? And they dress up, they look like, come here, let me fix you. And nobody walks around to set up any protocol or make these people dress a certain way. Because some of them, I wouldn't want them to make anything for me.
But you can't put everybody in one bucket.
No, I did just say some.
Okay, all right.
No. And we're not handing out permits for Kong Salad, are we?
No,
Okay.
What is being handed out is an opportunity to be able to get a booth. And once you have those finances, people will make way to ensure that they could accommodate you. And I don't think that there is this sort of a level where persons are scrutinizing you simply because you're there. Once you get paid, you're straight.
But this is the proliferation of the problem we're having now. The next 50 years, we'll be right here still talking about this.
I agree with you, my brother.
And anywhere you go, man, you got to try obey the laws of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I lived in the States for a couple of years. I went to school over there. And I did my best to live within the laws of the country. Mm-hmm. And when I was finished, I came home.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to instill in these people, let them know it's not a picnic coming here. Man, you could come and go or do your business and go, whatever it is, but you can't take over the country with the amount of you that are coming.
Mm-hmm.
You see the problem they're having in Europe and London the other day? Put people drown again coming across the channel.
Yeah.
They lost a good set of people coming across the channel. And the same thing happens here. And I don't know how they get past Turks and Caicos, Cuba, all these planes, outback boats and all that we got.
Turks and Caicos saturated. They don't want to go there. Trust me. Turks and Caicos saturated. They don't want to see that. They have the
right.
Same proliferation of issues that they have in Haiti in a minute. In
so
Turks
why
and Caicos.
Don't they, how are they just still getting past us with all this money we're spending on the defense force?
I know. We got to be able to ask about it. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. Guys, you know the numbers. We're talking all these things. You know, the gentleman bring up a very good point as it relates to fish fry. Essentially, just watch me get in the people business. My God, Lord, how would you get in the people business quickly? Stop it, Howard. Stop it. I could feel myself trying to pull back from this, but I want to talk about this. I tried to get a stall at Fish Fry a few years back, right? And now we know, for the most part, there is a nominal fee that you pay the government to ensure that you can be able to have license to those things. And essentially, you're not supposed to be able to sublease this, right? So I tried to get one some years back, right? I wouldn't tell you which stall it was. When the fella told me, you can rent that for a month. I say, what? How much you going to rent that for a month? The government don't charge you 10% of what you're trying to charge me. And so essentially you find yourself in this kind of position where a lot of, and if you're calling me, ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call at 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. I see you hitting the Help Me Howard line. But let's talk about these things. I think that there is an imbalance socially. And for the Bahamian music, like I told you, I often sit out there when I'm going over to my good friend Jim, right, over at Foxy's. Or I'm passing the Kong Pearl. I go over there once in a while. I'm headed over by Eddie's. Stopped there by Willie D. I'm over almost always over the on the western side, right? And I normally go over to Goldie every so often, right? Haven't seen Goldie in a while. But I'm saying that I normally sit out there and Willie and I have a conversation while he's listening to Guardian Radio, right? I can't even hear myself talk. He got the thing playing so loud. Willie, good morning, my brother. Hope all is well with you, right? But we're sitting out there and we're talking. And I'm saying to myself, this place could be much better than this. I'm looking at Fish Fry, especially under the former administration where there was stalls because they were fixing the bathroom for the entire time. I feel like 4 years they was out there with the stalls for the entire time. The PLP came and rectified those particular issues. The bathrooms are open now. But what I don't see, I went there Saturday morning. I think it was the ACC. Was it the ACC? Or AMCC, I can't remember what it was. But my son won a little thing for drawing some cars, but the classic cars are there, so he had to take some pictures. Went to get some, Went to get some, a little snow cone, the pina colada thing from Twin Brothers, and I'm walking up on the sidewalks, and you could see, like, it looks like blood splattered on the floor and other things like that on the concrete, on the path. And I'm saying to myself, we should really get this place pressure cleaned at least once a week, 6 a.m. in the morning, there should be pressure cleaning. There should also be an opportunity for you to be able to play Bahamian music outside your stall. What people decide to do within them stalls, that is not our business. We can't manage that. But I do believe that you can have these external outdoor speakers and be able to give a good feel and an ambiance. And beyond that, why don't you engage some music persons to be able to go into that small space and play some Bahamian music? These are opportunities that exist there. I don't know the people budget. I don't know none of the issues. But I know that there are spaces created for you to be able to do those things. And that is how we get back to the things that we want to. When you go in Freeport, Grand Bahama, I don't know if they still do it, right? But when you went to Freeport, Grand Bahama, coming off the boat, the guy always playing the steel pan or the one-man band or always doing something to be able to give you this sort of an authentic experience when you walk into the space. There's some things for you to be able to think about. Let's take a next telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good morning, man. What's happening, Sparky?
Radio man. You eat avocado?
Yeah, is he pear?
You don't eat pear. You don't eat avocado.
Avocado, pear, same thing. I call it all these.
Because I was just observing my trees this morning because I don't know what's going on. But I got about 9 avocado trees in my yard. And boy, unless somebody better come down, I got a swarm of avocado this year. I got 2 avocado trees. They call the Russell pear. They just grew up to 12 inches long. The big, what you call, bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them in my yard, and they look at the blossoms on them. Look like a big avocado on field this year. But anyway, you know, I've been observing and listening to people talk lately. We seem to have been losing our culture in this country at a rapid pace.
Mm-hmm.
Foreigners seem to be bringing their culture into our country, and it's like it's taking over just like them, slowly mm-hmm. but gradually.
Mm-hmm.
They easing in here and they taking over, and we not doing anything about it. We just allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've lost the pride, and I said it before this morning. We have lost the pride that I would say my generation had, and the generation before me, my parents and grandparents. There was a Bahamian pride around here one time.
Mm-hmm.
We were proud to be Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're proud now to be anything else but Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down Fish Fry, when you go down Bay Street, it almost looks dirty and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't care about cleanliness no more. We don't care about the way we dress no more. We go down there among our, we call tourists our main industry. And we go down there dressed like slum buckets, mm-hmm. mingle up with people, harassing people, fighting around people. I mean, everything negative. And none of our leaders seem to be trying to change it or do anything about it. And like I said earlier, it's like, everybody down, what we call Nassau, the city, everybody down there hustling, brushing people aside, in a rush to just hustle, hustle, hustle. Nobody just here to want to go to work.
Mm.
They, you use a word all the time, decency. It seems like we have lost decency in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And our leaders, they see it. I know they see it because most of them older than us,
mm-hmm.
and they just accept it like the way it is. They're not mm-hmm. encouraging the young people. They're like, yo, gotta stop this, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We gotta stop the illegal occupation of our country.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to stop. Because then I got 3 grandchildren now. Already they can't afford to buy property in the country.
Mm.
They're scared to go out at night anywhere. By the time they reach manhood, they ain't going to be able to buy no property to build no home.
But Sparky, we got to do something about that, though.
What do we do? We've been talking, from you came back on the show, we've been talking about this legal immigration for years, from 1994 when the radio stations opened,
yeah.
From Loftus Rocha.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this every year. Every year the government will say they can do something about it. The other day they said the government got the right now to break down the shanty town.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the barcodes them breaking down the shanty town. Now we got some lawyers going to the governor general, everybody say they want the doggone courts to stop it again. We got lawyers, we got Bahamian lawyers trying to stop the government from breaking down the shanty town. Who's backing these lawyers? Who paying these lawyers to bring this back up again, to stop the breakdown of the shanty town? How you could come into my country and just squat on land
But Sparky, all that is a part of decency and order. There is social agitation, but there is a process. And there could not have been leave.
How can you do this in the face of vehemence? 27 shanty towns in a little island 21x7. Most of the outskirts of the island has been turned into gated community, which makes the middle of the doggone crab basket tighter.
Wow.
We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. Things are bad in the outer islands, so people leave in the outer islands to come to one of the smallest islands in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We are not a one land mass like Jamaica or Haiti.
No.
Jamaica got 4 million people there. They leave it there to come here. Haiti got 11.45 million people there. They leave it to come here. We don't have one land mass. We got islands spread all over the place. And the people in the outer islands, because things so tough, they don't have no fire trucks in the outer islands, no clinics, so they live in the islands to come to the capital. So everybody coming to New Providence. Overcrowded one island. Now, the Bahamas is overcrowded. But New Providence is overcrowded. If in the morning they start telling you where the traffic lines start. Yeah. The traffic line is from Cowbed Road to Bay Street. Every day you have the same thing over and over, and nobody doing nothing about it.
But this is your people, Sparky. I told you, call. All you got to do is be able to put this kind of pressure on your very good friend. We know that, Sparky. So that's what this conversation is about.
Which friend there? Where is Minister? Until then, come back, he can't do nothing about it.
Okay.
One man can't change this show.
Well, then why are we talking about this, Sparky?
Can't do it by itself.
Well, let's talk about this, Sparky. And I appreciate your telephone call, Sparky. I got to let you go. I got the phone lines lit up. But I want to be able to hinge on what you're saying as it relates to foreigners coming in. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper today, March 28th, and you look in the business section right there. In the Philippines, Bahamas discussed a memorandum of understanding to protect the Filipino workers. The Philippines wants to enter into a labor agreement with the Bahamas to ensure that the well-being and protection of the Filipino workers in this country, according to the article posted in Manila Times, right? Manila Times website, right? So according to the article, about 2,000 Filipinos work in the Bahamas in areas such as healthcare, household services, hospitality, according to education, and education and ship repair. The article explains that the Filipino ambassador, the U.S. Jose Manuel Romualdez, recently met the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, to discuss the issues of mutual concern such as climate change and disaster mitigation, right? So it goes on to say that the article further states that Romualdez revealed in a statement that he and Davis discussed a possible memorandum of understanding, an MOU, that would add a layer of protection for the Filipino workers. Guys, pick up the paper and read that. There's only a little small piece in there to talk about that. But, I mean, I don't know about you. I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to be that guy that perpetually identifies foreign elements and talks about it to be able to get persons riled up. That's not what it is. But I feel like there is a thread. There's a thread. Whether it's seen or unseen, it continues to bind things together socially. We're watching this administration move expediently to ensure that they accommodate external entities within our space. We're watching this administration take on an expedient sort of a push to ensure that they rectify these particular aspects. But there is relentless social agitation to rectify issues that have gone untouched for far too long. And I just have questions. Even Filipinos have an opportunity to be able to get the quote-unquote proverbial rights in our country. The Bahamians are left in this kind of a space where we have to push back against our government on a consistent basis. And this is what I said to Leslie yesterday. There seems to be this line drawn because he said something. And then my other guest, I had another person actually call on, and both start to talk about this war. I'll be very clear about it. I'm not agitating for those particular things, but it seems like the lines have been drawn. And it is the government against its people. And you have to make a determination as to exactly where you are. Do we continue to be able to vilify those persons who are a part of the petroleum industry? Do we vilify Toby in his particular capacity and his pursuit to be able to get more? Do we vilify these people? Let's be very clear about something. Every single one of us have come out of hell. Thank God we made it. I can't even get no amen from you. 2020, 2021, 2022 was literal hell for many of us. The hell of being locked down and can't make money, of losing your job, of being able to make modifications according to that. The hell of making the determination as to whether or not this vaccine was going to be good for you, if you're going to lose your life as a result of that, going through all the hell of not being able to have the stability that you need to have. And every single one of us now have to make a determination. We've recognized some things in our hands. Talk to me, I can't get away, man. We've recognized some things in our hands. We got some talents beyond what we did before. We're developing things now. We're constructing things now. We're thinking ahead. We're financial literacy. We're moving in it. We're educating ourselves. We're prepared. And we're willing to take a chance, because if this ever happens again, we got to be prepared. And so in the midst of this pursuit, with this newfound transfiguration, this transformation mentally, as we pursue these things that we always dreamed of, there is a significant fight. There is a pushback and a line drawn between the government and its people. The government, in the spirit of tradition, seeks to be able to move back to normalcy. That's the language that the former administration spoke with. We're getting back to normalcy. How in the hell can life ever be normal again? We've lost people for a lack of oxygen and I could breathe. We've lost people who had respiratory issues. We've lost people who our system in the hospital had to make a determination who we can let go because of a fear of a capacity overload. We've lost our brothers and sisters. And so we're now making determination to always endow ourselves financially, and we see there's a separation. We're pushed back to the corner of normalcy. We're pushed back to the corner of tradition as we try to push forward with creativity and innovation. Let's have a very clear conversation here, please. I want to talk like this. Let me take this commercial break and get back right after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, the Foundation with Howard Grant, right here on this beautiful Tuesday, being able to talk about some things. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to have a conversation, discuss a particular topic. I'm happy to do that with you. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm always really intrigued to see exactly what's happening out there on the ground on the day-to-day basis. So hit me up, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's just shoot straight, man. I mean, I don't want to be one of these persons that skirt around the issue, right? Because they're listening. Let's just be very clear about that. They may not necessarily say anything, but they're listening to the cries and the pleas of the people. We're going to have to be clear about this in our position. Our government has a responsibility for being able to listen to the voice of the Bahamians, the people who placed them there. It seems as though when we open our papers, when we watch the news, there is a perpetual conversation to be able to satisfy the external agitation for what needs to happen in our country. And we have yet to find ourselves in this sort of a position. Guys, if you're calling me, please. Hit me up on the text line, on the phone line, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. It seems as though every time we open up our newspaper, we're finding this kind of position. We're found in this position where our governments continue to yield, genuflect to an external entity and provide us with the excuses of why they've done that. It's enough. It's enough. The hopelessness in our community, whilst we're having a conversation about statelessness, the hopelessness that exists in our community will continue to be able to agitate and push us back to those corners, those traditional corners that we speak of. Unless and until our government finds a way, with the fusion of the people of the Bahamas, to find a way to reinstitute a sense of community and hopelessness and hope, rather, back into our communities, we're going to have this standoff. We're going to have this kind of a standoff. Unless and until we have educational campaigns, empowerment campaigns, financial aid campaigns, these campaigns and opportunity to be able to empower the Bahamian dreamer, we're going to have a standoff. And there will always be this repetition between FNM-PLP, FNM-PLP, and whoever else joins the fray. Let's be very clear about that. This is where we are in this country. And the only persons that can rectify that, I agree with you, Sparky, ain't the government, is us. But our language is inconsistent. We get on the radio from 1993 and rant and rave about these things, and then you get a call that says, boy, watch your mouth. Hold your mouth now, hold your tongue. Don't call a radio station no more. And some people back off. You get this agitation and people are propelled to kind of write in the newspapers. And they write strong article. Then you read the bottom, signed Woody the Woodpecker. This is wild, sir. You can't even stand behind what you say. Signed Pinocchio. This is too much. We've gotten to the point where our governments continue to be able to take care of externally because they've threatened us quietly and publicly to a position and relegated us to a corner. And you've accepted that. And so whilst we say these things, our government could stand up and say, well, it is what it is. How the hell could that possibly be? And every single one of us say, well, he ain't lying. It's true. What we could do about it? What do you mean what we could do about it? We, the collective we? This is crazy. We got power, baby. We got power and opportunity. We just got to grasp it and make the determination to continue to be able to move forward. Let's do that. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts, guys. Please give me a text, 422-4796, if you want to do that. Howard, tell Sparky Drifters play strictly Bahamian music, but he does make a valid point. Only Haitians make scotch conch and conch salad on fish fry, sad but true. It's a text. I don't believe that's so. I'm always at fish fry. I want to be very clear, right? So it says tourists don't expect to be here. Tourists don't expect to hear that. I don't expect to hear that. Howard, you fell on having a moratorium driver's license and a small Japanese car because these people can't drive. And also too much of these disposable cars on the road, right? This is some text that's coming through. It says, can you imagine attending a sunsplash in Jamaica and hearing soca, jonkanu, or merengue? If Bahamians took this pride in their culture, as other Caribbean nations do, we won't have these identity crisis issues that we have. Let's be clear about this now, because y'all know I like my guy Bahamian Trey. He's my guy, and there are other Bahamian artists out there who. Let me talk about Trey first for a minute. We had Trey on the show at one point, and he's definitely going to be able to come back again. Trey is an avid student of Bahamian music. He blows my mind about the depth that he goes to find out about Bahamian artists of old. He goes deep down and into this sort of a rabbit hole to find out about that. So let's not dismay that Bahamian music is not dead. It may not necessarily be in the light of an older generation. It may have a few tricks and twists and whatnot to be able to appease and to appeal to a Bahamian, this sort of a youthful Bahamian outlook now. But Bahamian music is not dead. I just want to be very clear. D-Mac still doing his thing, big, right? MDs, God bless his soul. His music still is live and rich in persons. And I don't go to the clubs and things like that, so I don't know what's playing. But I know that when you hear, you can't muggle like me, that's Bahamian Trey. All the, my son, and my daughter, when I first started moving and working at the other spot, and I say, you know a guy by the name of Bahamian Trey? Oh my God, daddy, you know Bahamian Trey? Oh my God. And they start singing the thing, right? So let's not dismay. Bahamian music is still alive. It may not necessarily be in the versions that you know of yesteryear, but it's definitely still alive. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
Yes. Hi, Howard. How are you doing?
How you doing? All is well.
Grant me some time.
Go ahead.
I'm going to try to be sure. Yeah, you had asked me some days ago about the man that the Lord had said to assist this nation to certain leaders,
mm-hmm.
actually from minister and straight on down to present leader.
Mm-hmm.
Those eight men, C. Allen Johnson, that's a data person.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert Morris, that's economic.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Smith, that's agriculture. Valentino Scrooge Brown is community. DJ Consul is youth. Graham Weatherford, energy. Adrian Francis, immigration. And Milford Shaggy Lockett, and that's another economist. And he wrote a book on it that influenced a past president.
I had Shaggy in the show a few times.
We can.
Yeah, I had Shaggy in the show a few times.
And those men were suggested to two federal leaders to help this nation to move forward in the best possible way. And it seems like either they don't recognize them, which we know that's not the truth, or that they don't want people other than their people to be involved in helping this nation to grow. And on topics that this nation has been crying out to be addressed, and it seems as though they don't think that even issues like limiting the terms to two consecutive terms for prime minister, having an arbiter or an ombudsman, even though they're approaching these things, they're not allowing the people to be involved. And so they're putting their twist and allowing loopholes on it. Freedom of Information Act, that was supposed to be addressed from last term, and that's still hanging. Having political campaign, financial accountability, we know that seems to be a hot topic that they won't touch. Strengthening Public Accounts Committee, how much we've cried out for that to be done, and instead they make it, instead of the PAC, Public Accounts Committee, they make it the SAC, Silent Accounts Committee. They've been gagging that, and I guess now Pintard is understanding what that feels like. Strengthening the National Accounting Office or the Auditor General, How long has he been crying for personnel, equipment, and system, and that seemingly being ignored? Upholding, charging political ministers with submitting their yearly accounting. How many times are we going to hear that these people who they put in charge to monitor that and to uphold that is still allowing the ministers to get by with extreme grace? And that's grace inverted commas, because it's on the verge of illegal. Well, it is illegal, but nobody's getting arrested or charged. A recall system for inadequate political ministerial representation. We know that's not happening. Mm-hmm. Fix BPL with its high electrical costs. We know that's going up 167%, and we're feeling it already. Pay down our national debt. Earmark incremental quarterly payments as benchmarks. You know they wouldn't do that. That's called the consolidated or the piggy bank, general piggy bank. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what is going on with that. Evaluating, monitoring, and establishing rightful use and accountability of our national and natural resources for the good of all Bahamians, and not just a select few. In all the areas, land, marine, sea, salt, air, space, they're checking the emission record, but where is the accountability to that on the next point for the Sovereign Wealth Fund or the National Trust, which apparently is falling under one person now, instead of being monitored by a group or a board of people on behalf of the Bahamian people.
I want to talk to you more about these names.
We know that's not happening.
Yeah.
They're not even touching that. When they do, something bogs it down, and apparently illegal people can put the whole nation in court, as we are seeing now, for violating what they're saying is our rights.
I got to take a hold on now. I got to take a commercial break to get to news to get back. But I want to talk to you more about these things.
You want me to hold?
Yeah, if you want to hold, you can do that. But I want to talk to you more about these names that you put out there, because this is a strong list.
This
is a strong list that you got out there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company with the foundation. The lines are open today. If you want to be able to be a part of the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's take a commercial break, get to news, and get right back.
The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
Karifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Karifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Karifta Games.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity.
We're good for you. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant, and your company, The Foundation, chopping it down, really having a good conversation. I set up for tomorrow. I set up for tomorrow. Both Graham and C. Allen should be able to either Zoom in or be in studio. I don't know how it's going to work out. But we set up to have a technological conversation about national advancement and these particular concepts and ideas. So I'm hoping that we could be able to do that tomorrow. And I know you guys want to be able to get into that, to talk about those things. But the lines are wide open today. If you want to be able to do that, please give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Now, let's sort of wrap up on what we were talking about. I have a call on the line that gave me some names. You say Cialet, Gilbert Morrison, you say Derek, you said Scrooge, you said DJ Counselor, you said Adrian Francis, you said Shaggy, you said Graham. These names are significantly strong. You've also attached a division that they'll be responsible for. Give me some more information about that. Go ahead. Hello?
Really showed me, inspired me.
Okay.
To collect the concerns that he allows the people to post with him in terms of what the needs of this nation and immediate needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a list in minutes time, close to 20 or whatever, right? They approached the dump site, we know that. But these are items that were carried over that I was listing off as a recent from a 70, reduced to 7, doesn't negate the rest of them, but it was compacted. So to speak, in the 17, and these people are aware of, and people are very concerned and have been concerned about. Immigration has been the top of our list, like so many.
Who you got there for immigration?
For decades, man. It really and truly, the thing that is affecting immigration is the people who come and set up in
so
our
you
land.
Have, you have, I a, made, you have let Adrian me tell Francis you. For immigration. You have Adrian
okay.
Francis.
They're spread throughout, you know. The Lord allowed me, and this is Rhema, really, really, right? But in terms of associative skills that they have, he just had me to write the list down, right? And then he said, for this present conversation, to just give a bullet for each one of them as to their purpose. When you look at it, where they affect, what they do. T. Allen is the data man. Gilbert Morris, I never met any of these guys, you know. Don't know them. I've spoken or maybe sent out one or two, but not to say I know them. Never set eyes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here it is. The Lord gave me a list and didn't know where he was going with it, but I look at the list and C. Allen, data mine. Morris, economics. Professor.
Derek Smith, Agriculture. And financial back into Valentino Scrooge Brown as a community guy. DJ Consular, that's youth. These people are known. These people know them. So why are they avoiding them? Graham Rutherford, how long have you been preaching about energy and solar? Adrian Francis been out on the roads looking at this illegal immigration problem. And people ridiculed him and tried to take him down for it. Come on, man, we know these things. Milford Shaggy Lockett have a book that influenced Obama. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. These people are known. Why aren't they being drawn from? Especially when God, not no woman or man, God brought them to the forefront of these leaders. Why are they refusing? It's suspect, man. It looks poor on our leaders. Are they that, I don't know what to call it, insecure? Are they that afraid of these men to approach them on behalf of this nation to ask for help when they see their people aren't really cutting it?
Well,
what's going on?
Pride goes before destruction, and our politics is infused with this concept and idea that I've arrived. I remember I had a Trinidadian teacher one time in mathematics, and we were doing our what you know most people call A level. I was doing my A level for math, BGCSE, right? Mm-hmm. The first mm-hmm. paper, and you know I keep hitting this thing because we in classes all day, man. This feel like a Lean on Me movie. I in this classes all day. We in mm-hmm. here all evening. We just preparing ourselves for the thing. And she mm-hmm. said one day, she says to me, Howard, you think you have arrived, right? And I that always lived with me, right? Mm-hmm. What do you mean think you've arrived? There comes a point and a time in a man's life that he believes that he ascended to this mount where he could now rest easy and he's reassured of stability and so forth and so on. Our leaders have ascended to that position after they've been elected in, many of them. I can't put all in a bucket. But as a result of that, there's
Howard,
this
I just
sort of
want to inject something right
go ahead,
there.
Let me hear it.
The only way you could feel that way is if you put breath in your own lungs.
Well, that ain't changed the fact that...
if you ain't God and you ain't put breath in your own lungs...
That ain't changed the fact that
like
that's
Satan.
What it is.
You acting like Satan. That's what I'm saying. You're acting evil. You're acting evil.
Right?
Right? Because guess what? The same one who put breath in your lungs can take it out. Just like Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
Play with him,
yeah.
He will suck his breath
yeah.
out your lungs.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where they want to go with that?
Yeah.
They want to find out how that is, the four land dead?
Well, all of us can figure it out one day, right? But I like uh-huh. this list, man. I like this list. I like these activists. I like these people. You know that most of these people, watch me. Almost every single person on this list I've already interviewed uh-huh. over the years. Say Derek Smith. I don't think I've interviewed Derek Smith to talk about agriculture, so we can get that done. But every one mm-hmm. of these persons I've had significant conversations with over the years, so mm-hmm. I could be able to say, I understand your list. I like it, and I want to be able to engage you a little bit more. I got your number, so we'll have a good conversation. I appreciate your telephone call.
Just to give you an idea, Derek Smith is the guy who came up with the Joseph Project with having to make food to last long and help people in terms of who have challenges with food. So that sounds like us, especially during the last year or so we went in.
I can look it up. Joseph Project, I can look it up. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Let's chop it down. Somebody hit me up on the text, right? Indecency, it's reach. Bing, 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 bing. It's here, right? So the indecency is here, right? So this is Howard. So I listen to you every day. God bless you. I thought you would finish that conversation and that topic you had yesterday. You need to finish it, right? So I said, well, why don't you call and we'll discuss it, right? Howard, I can't call. So if you're giving a call, if you're trying to be able to give me a call, please do that. And let's talk about those particular things. I've seen that we've gotten significant sort of a social pushback, right? There has been this sort of a significant push as it relates to what's happening on the topic yesterday. Now, you know that we talked about, I don't want to tell you that we talked about transgender, because that wasn't really what the conversation's about. at the beginning of the conversation, I gave a couple synopses with Uganda. And then as we progressed in it, I said how Belinda Wilson started to talk about trans education and the importance of that being included or incorporated in the agenda for being able to educate our kids and make them aware, not make them transgender or, you know, move in that particular direction, but make them aware of some decisions that are happening globally and really prepare their minds and hearts to move in this particular direction, to know how to navigate. That's what Belinda said, right? I was peculiar. I was indifferent with it. And I wanted to talk with Belinda directly. I couldn't get Belinda, right? Well, Belinda didn't want to kind of give it legs, right? But I assure you, it has turned to a spider since then. Talk to me. Let's be very clear about the thing, right? She didn't want to give it legs, but it turned to a whole spider since then. And I've seen something online. I can play it for you right now. I've seen something online since then. My good friend Cassius has taken on this sort of a position where he was speaking.
First of all, let me name it Belinda. Belinda is my friend.
Watch it.
And I love Belinda. But I do not love Belinda. On Shanique's show. I love my values and I love my children.
Mm-hmm.
Belinda, you are talking foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the time now you step down from head of the BUT.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're pushing the agenda of Satan,
mm-hmm.
trust me, you introduce that to any school in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and mm-hmm. see if there'll be any classrooms, any classes. See if there'll be any classes. Me and hundreds of Bahamians who are parents will fight you and fight anybody who pushes this agenda.
Hold on,
I let you talk, buddy. I let you talk. Okay, let me finish. This agenda is from the devil.
Mm.
Belinda, I thought you had more sense than that.
Mm.
Don't try to conform to what America is doing. You see America going to hell and you want to go to hell with her?
Cassius, here's what Belinda said.
Mm-hmm. That's Cassius yesterday. Yeah, everybody knows Cassius. Cassius Stewart, he has always been a sort of a political activist in the country, always agitating for these particular things. If you watch Beyond the Headline with my girl Shanique, then you would have seen that. And also on the show, I didn't watch the entire thing. I'm just saying that Belinda indicated that she didn't want to give this legs. This turned to an entire sanapi slash snake. They're not a snake, a spider. This got like tons and tons of legs because it's getting picked up and finding significant wins socially. And a lot of persons are chiming in on this particular act. I want to be very clear about this. For me, I believe that this education comes naturally. I do believe that. I don't want to get graphic, but no one has taught me the education of intimacy. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. Talk to me. No one. No one has taught me the education of intimacy, and I come from public school. I seem to know it. And, you know, with significant practice, we perfect that. Talk to me. Let's be very clear about this thing. All right? And so, not to perpetuate an idea or the conspiracy that there is an external agenda to be able to do these things, not to perpetuate these things. I want to be very clear about this. But Linda was talking about education, and I accept that. But I just feel as though the natural education for and the environmental access to this information, all of us should be aware of how to navigate these particular spaces. That's just what I'm thinking. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. That's the caller on the line. Guys, please give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. There's some information that's actually coming out there. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts. The lines are wide open today if you want to be a part of that. It says, good day, Howard. So if it's safe, am I safe in assuming that the Bahamas government has no intention on lowering the fees that the tax the petroleum dealers? Instead, they want the Bahamians to absorb whatever increase they present. Please enlighten me. No, that didn't come from the Bahamas government. That didn't come from the Bahamas government. Most recently, we would have heard, and I reached out to Raymond Jones, and I could not get him. But, you know, he popped up in the Tribune several times. So hopefully he reaches out to me and left a message, and hopefully we can have a very clear conversation about his position and being able to talk about these things. I want to talk like this. I want to. him in his capacity as head for the petroleum unit, and those persons who actually got together, like Leslie would say, less than 30 of them, but 30 of them out, right? Leslie, he'd stop it. So they have had this kind of position and indicated that the behavior, and you can read it in the papers. It's in the papers. Make sure you pick up your papers. I think I read it in the Tribune this morning, right? But there was a position that indicated that the Bahamian consumer can absorb a few cents more, which I thought was wild for him to say. WILD, all caps, big caps. For him to be able to say that, and the pronouncement as a head over an entire division who we go into on a day-to-day basis, it was wild for him to say that. And these are the things that I'd like to have a conversation with, because sometimes we know in our strategic positions, in our meetings of strategy of how to be able to approach this for marketing, for branding, whatever, there are conversations that are happening around the table, but many of those don't come to the public space. And to say that the Bahamian consumer could absorb a few more cents, whoa, we can't, sir. We can't. We just can't. This relentless progression socially and relentless increases on every end. Because whilst there may be a myopic view and sort of the goddess, like what is beyond the horse, of you looking at your industry and looking at your individual position, we out here, we got to be able to make $50 work. Talk to me. Let's be very clear. Many of us tired of eating tuna. I can't even get no amen. And that has been increased. Food has been increased. The light bill has been increased. We went over to BPL yesterday. The line was out the door. Bananas. Disconnections. Bananas. Let's be very clear that socially, to indicate that the average working man could absorb this is wild. And so I'd like to have a very clear conversation about what the expectations are from that particular body as it relates to what the Bahamian people should do to be able to ensure that you're comfortable and we all catch the proverbial hell. Let's talk about this, man. Let me take a next telephone call. Is a caller on the line? No? 323-623-2323-254-316-325-4259. That's on there. Let's see if we can read a few more of these texts then, since you guys ain't calling. If there is an issue with the phone, please text me so I could know and I could be able to show it to the guys so they could see exactly what's what. If there's an issue, because I'm just watching the lines light up and then it's going down. So hit me up and let me know, right? It says, hi, Harold. Who the hell is Harold, right? I'm not going to fight you. I assume you mean Howard. I'm going to fight you, right? So he says, the lady that called listening to those men, she is assuming that these politicians want anything to change. They are winning elections with monies of the cronies. These cronies want every jacked up thing in this country to remain the same because they are making money off of it. We need open books to see who is giving to those political parties, and that will show why certain issues like energy, transportation, and reform, shanty towns, etc., are never resolved. These men that were called need to form a party. Come on, man. I was going with you all the way up until need to form a party. Then they will probably fight over who would be a leader. We need a miracle. Okay, I see what you did. You tried. You revive yourself at the end, a little taste. But let's just be very clear. I don't think we need no more formation of political organizations in this country. I've had it up to here. Talk to me. I've had it up to here. I've had enough of this. I just want to be very clear. You forming your political organization to show me how articulate you are and abreast with the social issues and being able to identify, I ain't got time for that. Because you can put on a red hat or a yellow hat in a couple of months. This is exhausting. I'm not out here agitating and fighting for you to be able to find a good spot on somebody's cabinet. The devil is a liar. We've had enough of that. Let's take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the mindset, which you're speaking basically about.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book I wrote called Power of the Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in writing, you know, do research, and the research that I see about what you're talking about, so far I see about the Bahamas, this week, it really showed me what's wrong with our mindset.
Mm.
And I heard a leading radio station DJ having a competition on foreign music.
Really?
That's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And so that mindset goes into what you're speaking about. All I see happening in this country is niggas, toxin niggas.
You're getting heavy, sir. I think we could go with Negroes. But okay, let's go.
I'm putting red tapes on niggas.
You can stop.
That's all I see.
Now, I want to touch this before you go. I want to touch this for you. Now, you said a leading music station is playing a competition on foreign music. The music is not identified as foreign. The one universal thing that actually speaks to all languages is music. And so the music can be identified as popular music because it's instantaneously accessible to the entire world. It's not only made for Americans, it's not only made for Europeans or Haitians. If the thing moves you, then persons are inclined to move in that particular direction. So when you call it foreign music, are you talking about, let's say, I see the young people that listen to Burna Boy, that's a whole African. Are you talking about persons like that? Or are you talking about, what's the next one, Bad Bunny?
He's a whole Puerto Rican. The station you made, no place exactly the same music you're talking about. Because, you know, I know, when you said it's heavy, I know.
Yeah, but what about when?
I would only entrust this type of conversation with people like you. So you
I appreciate
right
it.
That particular station, that's exactly the music they play.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, and then I'll conversate on it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so you're going to. Okay. Well, I appreciate your telephone call, but I just want to know, for me, okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I got to be decent with you. My music has never been local. My daddy always used to like the T-Connections. Like, he used to jam the T-Connections, so I know all of that. When you wish to put the star... Right, you remember the joint, right? So I know all of these stuff, right? My daddy was heavy on, he's a part of the Cooling Waters. My daddy is the drummer for the Cooling Waters. His name is Howard Grant. I'm a junior, right? So I knew Bohemian music and listened to Bohemian music. We always in church, so forth and so on. But my daddy was big on, like, he tracks and he had, you know, old school, you know, the whole thing. So I'd listen to his music. And when I found my music, he was listening to foreign music also. He found inspiration, he found motivation, he found this sort of a zen, listening to certain music, certain vibes, so forth and so on. And when the rap thing came along, he said, this is garbage. And I agreed with him in some areas, some rap music, I just couldn't stomach it. And so I started to listen to a lot of neo-soul music. Right? So all the Erykah Badus, who everyone samples someone. So when you indicate that this is foreign music, what about when local artists sample a song from an American artist? Is it foreign music, or because it becomes, you know, it's sung through the vocals of a Bahamian that we just Bahamianize the thing? Let's talk about that, because music has no identity, in my view, personally. I don't believe that music has a specific identity. So I just like to be able to say that. But I understand the plight. I understand the push. And I understand the necessity for encouragement. But we have to take into consideration that the world has become a community. And when you could listen to people like Cardi B, and at the beginning of the song is Spanish, 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 and they're still playing that in English-speaking countries as some of the top 10 hits, then you have to understand the power of music. And if we want to get deeper, the influence that music carries and the shift that happened after 1970 as a result of our music. If you remember when James Brown and the civil rights activists, and they started to sing, I'm black and I'm proud. right? That shifted everything, because right after Public Enemy, then you saw Wu-Tang and other persons who started to identify issues and tribulations in their community, as opposed to being able to talk about an overarching concept and idea of empowerment. Music changed. And as a result of the music changing, the community shifted because of the power of the community. And that didn't just influence America, it influenced the entire world. The entire world is influenced by this music that comes out of America. So I like what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but it's going to have to be more of a push locally as opposed to this rejection entirely. Let's take the next telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Howard.
Hey.
Yeah, I didn't go on. I had to tell you.
Sorry about that, my brother. So yeah. I touched it a little bit. Did you hear me say it?
Yeah. Okay, that's why I tell you to go ahead, and then I would have come back and we could discuss it. Now,
okay,
this word you use, influences, but see, I wasn't really basing my interest in the music, because like you say, a private company or station could play what they want to play.
Right.
People listen to what they want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was coming to you from a point of influence in running a nation, because that's what we're talking about, basically. And I mean, that's my concern.
That's heavy what you're saying, you know, because during the Nazi invasion, they used music and the media strategically to be able to spew propaganda and shift their mindset. So this is something that they use music for. And the rhythms and the frequency is used strategically to do those particular... I won't get deep with you. Can I get a little taste deep with you? Just a little taste deep. I ain't getting all the way deep. We know from a biblical perspective that the enemy, Beelzebub, who people would identify as Satan, whatever names they call him, has been identified from a biblical standpoint to be the prince of the air. And the influence thereof is this space that we're on in this particular media. So we know the kind of influence that can be carried by music. And it has been doing that for years. So the only thing that I say is not, I don't think a ban would work. I think that just discipline without explanation, just banning something. I think communist countries do that. But the democracy that we have to educate to provide an option to, even through biblical scripture, we know that we should be given a choice. After education, after enlightenment, we should be given a choice. And I think that that's what we as a people have to work on.
You know, I don't want to lose my train of thought here, but there's two things I'll do. Then I'll see if I can remember about them. So I won't go too long, so I will forget what I want to say. One of them, you know, we got a radio station here. I just said to myself the other day,
you ain't gonna call a name.
Remind me of Hitler and...
Don't call the name, for God's sake.
And no. And the other leader, as you say, that I had in mind, but anyways, what does the same thing right here? We don't have to go far for that. But uses it show, like a Hitler, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if people pick up on that, but that's basically it. But the other thing the main thing I want to say is I'm only in agreement with you with what you just said, but here's this influence I was going to. Even listen to what you want to listen to, play what you want to play. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about building a country now. That's what we're talking about now. Okay. We say, this is how I'm gonna counteract what you said about the music being universal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now our crime is out of hand. I just heard the police lady saying, oh, we can kill these fellas if they believe they can pull a conviction. That's the wrong thing to say anyhow. Because a lot, I didn't intend to go this deep out, but now you got to go a little bit too. Because we know a lot of our problems here with our youth is the way they've been handled by the police and caused them to be here. And then this thing I say about taxes and all of that is the way our young people have been treated. Boy, it can cause me to go deep in my mind. But anyhow, of course, because listen, when we speak about the Haitian issue, we know we are responsible for the Haitian issue simply because, and I don't want to talk about the Haitian issue, simply because when the young people wanted to work back then, we didn't hire the young people no more. We hired Haitian for cheap labor, now it's out of hand. But that's why I just want to cut that short because I don't want to go there. But here's where I want to go. In building a country, our influence now is American with this music, where you're going with the music. But here's what I'm going to rock it, and I'm agreeing with you, but I'm going to disagree from the point I'm trying to make. So our young people are out of hand because, like you said, the message in the music, the lyrics. What is the lyrics? Kill them, shoot them, murder them. Okay? And
man,
that
look here,
is,
we gotta
the,
have
that
two
is
hours
the message that our young people has gotten. So now what happened?
So which music, watch me, which music bring cocaine here? Cocaine that caused the issues, the issues, systemic issues in our society. One, with broken people. Two, with a society that's perpetually gravelicious and looking to be able to hit a lick. Who? Which music caused that? These
with
are
reggae?
The things that... No, man. What do you mean but, reggae? It was just a perpetuation.
American, sorry, but American music. Rap.
I don't think it's music. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
The issues that we have in our country, the systemic issues that we continue to be able to have in our country, for me, may be perpetuated and long-lived by music and carrying on this stereotype, but it wasn't introduced by music.
Yeah, that's the point. That's where I want to go. Like I said, you were right about what you said, but dealing with like minds on the point I'm trying to make, you're right. Running a country, back to running a country. So now we want to be America. So what do we expect when the America lifestyle is one that basically lives the lyrics of their music? Now we want to run and hide.
Mm.
We're perpetrating it, is all I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
And that's what you just said just now.
Yeah. You're trying to be able to emulate the exact same thing that the lyrics speak of in those particular songs. I agree with what you're saying.
And back to the taxes. I was not only speaking about government. I listen every day. Some of these talk show hosts, they're in the wrong profession. They need to go work for police and go. And when you're a talk show, see, I didn't want to go deep. When you're a talk show host, you're not a police. You're a talk show host. You gotta be like you. That's why I say give the subject. Just
you ain't gotta
be
like me.
Neutral.
You're
not
gonna see people cuss me out there. You gotta be nothing like me. Let them be there.
you know what I mean?
Let them do their thing.
And so you going out there and talking about, I hear one talk show is talk about charging high prices and lock them up and all of this. And I'd be saying, but you ain't saying nothing but this, the building a bigger jail to begin with. But not only because that particular person might not be right about the issue.
You need to stop it. Listen, I can let you go. I got more telephone calls in here.
Anyhow, how about I talk with you next later? Later.
Absolutely,
later.
My brother. Thank you so very kindly. I like your telephone call. I like those things. I think it falls back to influence. Mm-hmm. And the space that we have provides us a significant influence in those areas. Let me take the next telephone call before we go to a break. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
I'm good. Mr. Howard, I would like to just say briefly on what I just want clarity for Ms. Belinda Wilson. I think what Ms. Belinda is saying is, okay, Howard, you and I know that 2 + 2 = 4, correct?
Right.
Okay. If you grow up in a household and all you hear is 2 + 2 = 6, or you see it on the television, 2 + 2 = 6, you're going to grow up thinking 2 + 2 = 6. That's normal, correct?
Right.
The reality is, though we don't want our children exposed to the transgender lifestyle and the homosexual lifestyle, the truth is, this is now in the cartoons. Mm. Everywhere they go, they are seeing it. Mm. So what I think she is trying to say is at least educating them, would explain to them, give them more of an armor to either decide to go that way or not go that way. It is not so much that she wants them to be open to this thing so early, but in actuality right now we don't have a choice. The other day my son was watching Sesame Street, and now all of a sudden Elmo gay,
and Ernie and Bert have a full-fledged relationship.
Exactly.
This is
so
bananas.
She
just thought it was weird.
To educate our kids, let them be aware, help them to be aware, so they would know how to either protect themselves or which way they choose for their life to be when they get at the appropriate age.
Yeah.
I don't want it to seem as if she's saying expose them. They are already exposed.
Yeah.
But at least with us educating them, they would be exposed, but they would be prepared to respond.
Yeah.
In Canada right now, they have drag queens teaching preschool.
Yeah.
So now the preschoolers think that's normal.
Wow.
Okay, you have to give our kids the ammo, even if you're educating them about academically, I'm sorry, that's what I meant to say, academically, we're preparing them regardless to get out there into the working world academically. So why not prepare them mentally for what they're going to be, and they already are exposed to because it's there. And in Canada, that is normal. Do you think it's right for us to do the same thing, to have a dry, clean, teach-free school, and then there's a confusion? I'm not saying anything against LGBT, so please do not come for me. I'm just simply saying I understand the thought process that Ms. Wilson is saying, because they are already normal cartoons. My kids can't even watch anymore because every time I turn, even Lifetime movies, I can't watch my Lifetime movies no more without seeing two women kissing or a man dressed in a dress. Like, it's there.
Now, let's just be very, very clear. I think your explanation is fine, but can't say that that's what Belinda, the course that she was on. I still want to hear from her and those particular capacities. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take this commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We got to pay some bills. 96.9 FM radio, Guardian Radio with Howard Grant right here on the Foundation. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. At Wendy's, we are different. We don't just use beef. It's fresh, never frozen. Our burgers are square because we never cut corners. Served hot off the grill with fresh lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and American cheese. We believe in fast food done right. Always serving fresh, never frozen beef. Order a hot, juicy Dave single, double, or triple. Made with fresh, never frozen beef. Now only at Wendy's. Different inside and out.
Carifta is almost here, and Alive has partnered with TCL for you to capture gold at the 2023 Carifta Games. Switch to Alive and get a free TCL 30 Plus or TCL 30 SE on select Alive postpaid plans to share pictures and videos of our Bahamian athletes as they hit the tracks to win gold. Visit your nearest Alive store or mobile van location and come gold with us at the 2023 Carifta Games.
Get cash back from the Water and Sewage Corporation. Receive $10 off your bill when you complete our online survey.
We want to hear from you. Help us serve you better.
Visit www.wsc.com.bs to complete our survey and receive $10 off your next bill.
Cashback offer applies to the first 100 customers.
It's fast, easy, and rewarding.
The Water and Sewage Corporation. Committed to growth, committed to quality.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Vaccines protect those we love the most, our children and our grandchildren. I vaccinated my children to protect them. Getting your child immunized can protect them against diseases like polio, measles, whooping cough, and others. So protect your child today by getting them immunized. My grandchildren are vaccinated. You should do the same. Vaccinate your children and your grandchildren and make sure they are safe.
Take advantage of the National Vaccination Catch-Up Campaign, March 25th to April 6th. Visit your nearest clinic weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. On Saturday, March 25th, Visit us at the Red Cross, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And on Saturday, April 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll be at the Mall at Marathon. COVID-19 vaccines are also available at all locations. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and USAID.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company lines are wide open today. I think I can take three more calls, but I got 8,000 texts. I got to kind of get out there. Give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, or hit me up with a text, 422-4796. I say, I outright reject the caller speaking about bringing this agenderism into the schools. The schools aren't supposed to be moralizing agencies. Leave that to the church and the home. If she is not able to warn her kids about these devious agendas, then she needs to search out the appropriate institutions to help. As a text is actually coming through, it says, the message in the music prepares the mind of a child, so when they get older, they perpetuate these activities. The Alphabet Gang knows this and sell their agenda to our children. That lifestyle is connected to a high suicide rate. They hide this fact. That's heavy. They hide the fact. Where'd you find it? Send it to me. Let me find out exactly what also. It says, man, Grant, your dad was a drummer for the Cooling Waters? Man, you should know Granville Williams, right? He's my good cousin. I say, I love that group. He was T's grand family. You know what I love? I love how people will have a whole conversation over the text. Right. I'm not going to fight you. 827-0111, hit me up, cuz. So it says, not only the music, we are a broken people that need to heal from slavery. I agree with this. It says, look at our country. It's a reflection of how we treat our brothers and sisters. We need more love. This is it. This is it. That's not a Bohemian stuff. Love is always, come on to talk to me, right? Come on. The influence that we have, most of us don't even, we wouldn't have had our first girlfriend if it wasn't for some slow music. Talk to me. For some of you, if it wasn't for Bobby Womack, you wouldn't even know what to say to your woman. Talk to me. I can't even get no amen. Huh? And for many of us, that kind of a smooth, silky approach to be able to talk about a chair is still a chair. Talk to me. You wouldn't know how to be able to. So I can't relegate music to a particular region or an ethnicity. If it touch you and move you in this particular capacity, then let it do its thing. This is, of course, music has an identity. That's why you can recognize a particular nationality or ethnicity after hearing just a few notes of the song. It says, this globalization of popular music doesn't change that. Is there a Trinidadian soca song? It's still a Trinidadian soca song if a Bahamian sings it. Okay. It's a text that actually came through. It says, good afternoon, Howard. The concept of foreign music is so foolish. I agree with you that music is universal. Riddle me this. Is gospel foreign? Should we not play gospel? I suppose that's what you mean. Because we didn't create it? Should we stop playing Christmas music? And why stop with music? Should we not play Bahamian sports or only eat Bahamian grown foods? This is a text that's actually coming through. It says, I don't feel bad for us Bahamians. We've been playing with this figurative dog. Now we have fleas. That's really not the saying. You wilded out right here on your text. You're doing way too much. Right? It says, if you lay down with dogs, then you wake up with fleas. And there's also one that says, if you play with a puppy, you can lick him out. You remember that? You know that one, right? So it says, so shut up as Bahamians and take your licks. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, education and indoctrination are two different things. Learning what something is different from trying to make someone it. We need to stop being so simple. There's a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, he sent the text. He sent that twice. I'm going to fight him, right? So it says, I am convinced you all love this transsexual homosexuality conversation, because it's one sin some of y'all don't commit and makes you feel better about yourself. I think you said don't commit and makes you feel better about yourself. Oh, okay, I see what you're going with this. It's one sin that you don't commit and it makes you feel better about yourself. Now we sound or look just as stupid as the Ugandans, worrying about this issue rather than murders, illegal immigration, lack of education, lack of direction for the youth. Okay, I like your text, all right? Let me see if we read another one. It says, why are these people talking this nonsense, but listen to the prime minister run the country? They don't want to work. They can't, or the system doesn't allow no one to do what is right. All them name she gave will do the same thing in that type of government system. This text is talking about the information that was said. Howard, please try and calm Sparky down. Those illegals are going to cause Sparky to have a heart attack right on your show, right? Don't stop him. At least Sparky Lewis is. Howard, did you hear Fred Mitchell's voice note? I don't get Fred Mitchell's voice notes. I don't get it. Y'all don't send it to 8270111. Send it to 8270111. I always like it. I like when he finished. And today and every day, it's always PLP all the way, right? I love it. But I don't get it. 8270111. Says, Howard, had you heard Fred Mitchell's voice note yesterday? Now he's the epitome of pompous and arrogant. How can a cabinet minister utter such rubbish and foolishness? I didn't hear it, so I can't perpetuate or even expound on it. I don't know. Says, this caller is slightly off track. Just because someone has a high profile and is smart, it does not mean they're automatically suited for leadership. Oh, okay. You're talking about these 8 names that she gave me. Some persons have huge debt, which would make them extremely disqualified to handle huge budgets. Some people have character flaws, which make them ill-suited to lead people. And some people are simply undercover crooks. These are the texts that she's sending. We cannot appoint leaders on your dream. Sorry. This is a text that's actually coming through, right? It says, even without advocating for Lincoln Bain, the man represents a number of Bahamians. Yet the prime minister and other ministers refuse to give him an audience. But they paint him as a terrorist because he represents Bahamians. Yet foreigners come here repeatedly and do what they want and get the grand seat of the grandest of audiences. Bahamians are you waiting for them to come out and say, we hate you and we don't think that you're worthy of anything, or you can't catch on to their actions. Disrespect to one Bahamian is disrespect to all. I am a Toby Smith. You are a Toby Smith. Your children are Toby Smith. And if you can't stand for them, you will be satisfied, jammed in the corner, and even then, the corner may be too good for you. This is a text that's coming through, guys. That's sort of the wrap-up for the show. I got a lot of texts coming through. This is, with regards to building a nation, let's talk about how the conditions of a mindset of a child. Did you see the transgender discussion on Shanique's show last night? Secondly, change comes with transformational changes to benefit our community. Thanks to the social media, we are now closer as a community. But we elect people who implement ideas that come from within the coffers of a political party and not the people. These are texts that's coming through. Guys, you hit me with some good texts today. I got like 8,000, right? So it says, on another, with additional protection, are Filipinos asking, what additional protection are Filipinos asking for? This sounds strange and a threat to our labor laws and sovereignty. So text is coming through. He says, while we're worrying about Haitians, the Philippines made moves. They're the only ones working in homes in Lifford Key, Old Fort Bay, Albany, and so forth. Bahamians soon won't even be security officers in those communities. Now, wow, guys, this is way too much text. I don't think I can get to all. I keep seeing more. Howard, is this country in this country, it seems that we should be ashamed to say that we are Bahamian, or we can't say it loud, or we're called xenophobic, or hate other black people. It is ridiculous. These are some texts coming through. He's got another text. It says, how tired of Americans thinking that we speak like Jamaicans. Whoever came up with that Hey Man t-shirt? Whoever came up with that Hey Man t-shirt? I don't know. These are the shirts that they get printed from China, and they come in and sell it as authentic and local. This is how I really hope that Bread Woman House in Bimini ain't get burned down. Bimini bread is the best bread in the Bahamas. You're wilding out, sir. I feel like it's a double entendre. You're doing way too much. I don't know what you did there, but I read it. I don't know what you did there, but that's that. Guys, it's been an absolutely wonderful show. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in. I want to talk to you about, take 2 minutes and really talk to you about this concept and idea of what we're doing with Small Business Thursdays. If you want to be a part of that, I've gotten significant calls. I want to thank Fidelity. I want to thank the Department of Inland Revenue for being able to host us last week, and Fidelity for being able to push their idea of what they're going to be doing with their credit card machine for small businesses. If you want to be a part of that, I've gotten a tremendous amount of calls. Please give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. You can be able to get in there, get more information, and we can be able to reach out to you and let you know exactly what's what, and we make those things happen. I thank you so much for your participation, and I'm hoping that these conversation leads to more social interactions. I mean, those kind of calm ones, right? With proper discourse and a very clear understanding of where we are and where we need to go, as opposed to the impassioned, let's fight position. Let's move away from that and really be able to engage our brothers and sisters as to why. Let's ask more questions. We don't have to vilify Belinda about this particular position, but let's ask more questions and then take on a position of conviction. If that's sort of what it's called for, take on a position of conviction. When we spoke about Uganda yesterday, it was on a position of conviction. Just like the Texas say, amidst all the tribulation that's going on around them, they stood on this particular note. The only question that I have and continue to have, when is the Bahamas, when is our government going to stand on the position of conviction and move this country forward? I thank you so very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank all those persons that sponsor the show, that continue to sponsor the show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of this. It is a beautiful Tuesday. I want you guys to get yourselves prepared for tomorrow, where we're supposed to be able to have two of those persons on that list of eight. We should be having Graham. We should be having C. Allen tomorrow. But you know that it's going to be a panel discussion tomorrow on a Wednesday, getting yourself prepared for the weekend. Thank you so much. Guys, stick and stay for Chivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a beautiful day, guys.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.